Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Alejandro Mayorkas is lying about immigration numbers. We have it's the new cheap fake. You know, NBC News comes out with this story and says that there's terrorists coming in through the southern border using data given by Alejandro Mayorkas' own department, the Department of Homeland Security, and he says it's a lie. So it's a cheap fake. Anything the government doesn't want you to see is a cheap fake. By the way, in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision today in Murphy, I've noticed people have been saying that they've been shut out of their Facebook accounts. And I don't know if this is already big tech going after people or not. I don't know. But I've just noticed a bunch of people who've been commenting today. Like my friend Kate Collins on Twitter, I just saw her post that she was locked out of her Facebook account for no reason. Today, big tech has been empowered by the Supreme Court to start censoring again. Until they're told they can't, they're going to keep doing it. That's the problem with today's ruling. Even though it's not over, and it's could take months, could take years until it's resolved, probably years. In the meantime, big tech will ask for forgiveness, not permission. And the government, this government, Joe Biden's government, will continue to push them. No question about it. Debate ratings, top three of all time. Trump versus Clinton in 2016, 84 million people watched. Reagan versus Carter in 1980, 80.6 million people watched. And in 2020, Trump versus Biden with 73 million people watching, which is a little surprising considering that everybody was kind of home during COVID and didn't watch more in the debate. But this is June. A lot of people are on summer vacation. I mean, I know in our world right now, in our house, it's nuts. It's crazy. Getting three kids to three different summer camp destinations in the morning. And I was on dad duty today because Dr. Mike Vidaria was helping Bridget with her smile. My wife had to get some crowns replaced or caps replaced. What are the other? And he did a great job. Her smile looks amazing. Looks beautiful. And that is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vidaria. VidariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com. VanariaDental.com. He'll give you the beautiful smile, just like my wife got today from Dr. Mike Vidaria. But I was on dad duty, and I was running the kids around all their various summer camps. It's a lot. And people are on vacation, and the kids are home from school. So will you watch? Will people watch? You expect big crowds tonight. And do you notice that the media is definitely trying to downplay expectations for Joe Biden? The media is doing everything it possibly can to lower expectations. Here's a little bit from Hillary Clinton's op-ed in the New York Times today regarding the subject. She actually says the following, and this is just so Hillary. Unfortunately, Mr. Biden starts from a disadvantage because there's no way he can spend as much time preparing as I did 8 years ago. Being president isn't just a day job. It's an everything job. It's an everything, everywhere, all at once job. Historically, that has led to weaker first debate performances for the incumbent. Here's my question. Does that mean then Hillary Clinton would agree that every action a president takes is presidential and therefore not subject to criminal prosecution? I'm asking for a friend. See, if that's her argument, that being president is an everything, all day job, it's not just an everyday, all-day job, it's an everything, everywhere, all-at-once job. So you don't have the same ability to take time to prep. That's her argument. So is she agreeing then that whatever you do as president, you're president? Therefore, any actions you take are your official actions as president? The Supreme Court has yet to rule on presidential immunity. Now, I don't know if they're going to rule tomorrow morning prior to the debate, which will then completely change the trajectory of the debate, throw out the entire script if that occurs. But if they say it has to go back to the lower court to define that question of what is presidential and what is private conduct, that opens up a whole can of worms, no doubt about it. If the Supreme Court rules tomorrow Trump does not have presidential immunity or he's subject to criminal prosecution, well, then that changes everything going into the debate. If the Supreme Court comes back tomorrow and says, yeah, listen, if presidents break the law, they first have to go through Congress and the impeachment clause, and then they're subject to criminal prosecution. Throw the whole script out. That ruling tomorrow could change the whole script. I imagine the justices are cognizant of the fact that there's the first debate tomorrow night and probably won't do it tomorrow morning. But then again, with this court, you just never know. It's completely unpredictable. They already had a leak on an abortion ruling today. They accidentally published and then unpublished a major ruling on abortion. And I mean, not as big as Dobbs or anything like that, but it's another leak that emergency room doctors can perform emergency abortions in Idaho for now. The Supreme Court accidentally apparently posted that decision and then took it down. So we're on the heels of that decision coming out, which is to allow emergency abortions in Idaho when a pregnant patient, which I assume is a woman, but is at serious risk as a legal case plays out, according to Bloomberg News, which said a copy of the opinion was briefly posted Wednesday on the court's website. So there's still a traitor in the mix here on the Supreme Court, no question about it. The document suggests the court will find that it should not have gotten involved in the case so quickly, and by a 6-3 vote will reinstate a lower court order that had allowed hospitals in the state to perform emergency abortions to protect a pregnant patient's health. This is the AP, the Associated Press. That's what their style book now demands that you say. Pregnant patient. You don't say women. You don't say mothers. You say pregnant patient, because it could be a dude. I mean, it can't be a dude. Obviously, science tells us it can't be, but don't let that get in the way of the AP style book. Such an outcome would leave the issue at the heart of the case unresolved, and Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote in a concurrence that it leaves key questions unanswered. Today's decision is not a victory for pregnant patients in Idaho. It is delay, she wrote. So since she in her defense, Ketanji Brown Jackson did admit during her hearing that she does not know what a woman is. She did say that. I'm not a biologist. So in her defense, writing pregnant patient, that goes in line with that, since she doesn't know what a woman is. But for everyone who's not an idiot, a woman is pregnant and a man is not. That's just very simple way to break it down. All right. Half of the people are women and the other half are men. The first half can get pregnant. The second half can't. It's just not that complicated. So you don't have to use all the fancy language of pregnant patients. You just have to say pregnant women. But, you know, I digress. The Supreme Court acknowledged that a document was inadvertently posted Wednesday, and the document was quickly removed. The court's publications unit inadvertently and briefly uploaded a document to the court's website. The court's opinion in Moyle v. United States and Idaho v. United States will be issued in due course, said court spokeswoman Patricia McCabe. Now, assuming that this is all accurate, conservative justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and Neil Gorsuch are listed as dissenting from the decision, which would allow the case to continue at the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court. The finding may not be the court's final ruling because the justices' decision has not been officially released. The Biden administration sued Idaho, arguing that hospitals must provide abortions to stabilize pregnant patients in rare emergency cases when their health is at serious risk. We will see if that is, in fact, what occurs tomorrow. But it's amazing how this gets accidentally published, isn't it? Isn't that something? Michael is in Montgomery County. Michael, do you plan on watching the debate tomorrow night? Thanks for the call.
I will try.
Okay.
But like even Trump and most of the last, you know, four presidents or so, you know, they just haven't been the most eloquent and, you know, so you listen, but it, I just think feel like it's going to turn into a complete cringe fest between Trump and the way he can go and Biden, what we've seen. I don't know. I'm going to try and watch.
Okay. When you say cringe fest, give me what you mean by that.
Just, you know, Biden, obviously, his last, you know, year or so, just fumbling. And Trump just being bombastic and, you know, pushing the buttons that a lot of us at times you think, oh, you know. So we'll see. We'll see what Trump brings to the table. That'll be the exciting part. And
Do you want him to be bombastic, or do you?
You do to a point, right? Mm-hmm. I want him to do it to the point that he's winning souls. He's winning people over to, you know, to the conservative, Republican, constitutional, sane side. But, you know, wild times we live in, for sure.
Do you think a lot of people will tune in tomorrow night?
Absolutely. They could probably do a pay-per-view. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
From low end, from, you know, lower end to high. Yeah, it's going to be, I'm sure there's going to be tons of watch parties, and I'll probably just sit alone and, you know, hope for the best. I mean, but it is insane the time that we're in.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Michael, thanks for the call. I appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Will you watch tomorrow night? Are you planning on watching? And do you think a lot of people will tune in? Let me know what you think. Santo says, I'm watching the debates to see if Joe Biden completely loses it and tries to physically attack Trump. Aside from that, I really don't care. Well, that's the other point, too. How many people are really going to have their minds changed from tomorrow night's debate? I mean, these are two very known entities here, and they both have done the job. They both have been president. So you got to ask yourself that question, too. Everybody has an opinion of Trump. Everybody has an opinion of Biden. Everybody has an opinion of both of these men. This is not 2020 where Joe Biden was pretending to be a kind old man in the basement keeping you safe from COVID and mean tweets. Everybody knows him now, and he's got a record to answer for. And they either like it or they don't. They either like Trump personally or they don't. You're not going to change that. But what I think the game changer could be is if Joe Biden really tomorrow night comes across comatose. And maybe they're going to make sure that doesn't happen by giving him whatever little cocktail infusion they give him when they tap his vein and pump him full of whatever it is they give him. I mean, so and that's partially why you can see expectations are absolutely lowered in every sense. Now, Wall Street Journal had an interesting piece about this. This is the presidential debate that could start World War III. Can either Biden or Trump save global peace? A great piece today from Holman Jenkins. He basically makes the point of saying that when you look at Trump getting the job, he avoids looking as old as Biden, and he refrains from trying to justify January 6th or venting about his legal travails. Many viewers might be pleasantly surprised by now if either man is coherent in a way that suggests judgment and acuity intact, he says. If the accelerating international crises gets any substantive and illuminating treatment at all, political scientists will have to rewrite their text since it will upend everything we know about televised presidential debates. Part of the reason why he writes this is because you have two guys right now who are both up there in age. So our enemies are watching this, obviously. The bad guys are watching, paying attention to this. But the difference, though, again, age is a number. It's how you come across. It's how you come across at that age that is the issue, not the age. It's not the number. It's how you come across. That's the key. He says Democrats are mobilizing ex-President Barack Obama in an attempt to reach young progressive double haters in swing states like Michigan and Minnesota. Yet these voters may already be a lost cause. Unsuccessfully pandering to them at this point may only alienate moderates, he writes. President Obama is being rolled out now to endanger his own reputation by trying to save the Biden presidency. The Biden disillusionment of young voters has been snowballing since Gaza. In their social media haunts, these voters now recognize that the Democratic Green agenda has devolved into a corporate welfare agenda. I'm guessing what Mr. Obama thinks is still going to won't work. These voters will say meh when they're handed a flyer saying Joe Biden is the climate president. They may be about to become part of a peace movement after all. I think for a lot of these youngins, the young folk who are so angry at Joe Biden, calling him Genocide Joe, for them, they have an alternative. That alternative is any third party candidate just to send a message. Because in their mind, they're going to live forever. The stakes are not that high. And I think deep down inside, they don't really think Trump is as bad as everybody says. I really don't think they think so. I don't think they like the guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. They don't like him. But I don't think they think he's Hitler. I don't think they think he's Mussolini. I don't think anybody really believes that. I mean, his kids haven't lived through those kind of dictatorships anyway. It's not like they can really hearken back to those days. So, and a lot of these dictators they've read about in school, they revere them. You know, whether it's Che Guevara or Pol Pot or Mao Zedong or Stalin, Lenin, Castro, his son. They love these people. So I didn't say a name. I just said his son. That's all I said. I didn't say a name, Matt DeSantis. Relax.
I didn't jump in.
I didn't say a name.
I know.
The Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. Again, I didn't say as part of that, just naming names of tyrants and dictators.
He's having a rough time up there in Canada. We have to ease off him.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on up there?
Things aren't going well for Justin Trudeau. A very progressive district voted conservative, and now I guess they have meters trying to determine what the likelihood is that the next government will be conservative. And right now, those meters are at 99%. So Trudeau's days are numbered. He may have to go back to Cuba.
So, oh, look at you.
Just kidding. What? For the record, we think that his father is Pierre Trudeau.
Oh, you think that. Josie's in Bucks. Josie! That's a great song, by the way. Josie, we could do that, Matt DeSantis, as a song.
I'll
How are you?
My list.
You'll have it to the cut list. Very nice.
There you go.
Hey, Rich, you gave me a recommendation for a restaurant in Maryland, like, back in 2016. That's how long I've been... I mean, I listened to you when you were on Late Night.
God bless you. What was the name of the restaurant? Do you remember?
The seafood restaurant. I can't remember the name of it, but it was on a dock, and it was just absolutely fabulous. The best crab cakes in Maryland, you said.
Wow. All right. I got to think about what it was, because there's a couple of good ones I would recommend based on where in Maryland you're going to be. Like if you're in Rock Hall,
in
Maryland
Annapolis
versus
region.
Annapolis or...
Annapolis.
It was Annapolis, huh? All right. Well, good. I'm glad it worked. I'm happy to hear that I was helpful.
Yes.
Now,
I wanted to know why we aren't having a watch party.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. It's above my pay grade, as they say, in the industry. I don't know. I'm doing a live show tomorrow night in the Odyssey Hub for our Zioli Unplugged party, but I don't know why we're not doing a watch party. It's a good question. I'm sure we'll probably do one down the road, maybe just because it's June. I don't know.
Well, there's one more chance, according to what they're saying, if Biden lives until then. But,
right.
They were a blast. They were an absolute, I was at the one at Parks, the one down at Xfinity Center, and I think you guys had one at Chickie and Pete.
Yeah, there is, there's definitely a hankering to get together and get the audience together for a night. So we'll do that. But tomorrow night, are you going to be watching?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Taking shots.
And what do you think? Do you think there's going to be a lot of people tuning in?
I think it's going to blow the ratings off the wall.
Really? Really? Okay.
I really do. I think there's going to be far more people tuning in, probably mostly to see what the fireworks are going to be.
Yeah. And do you notice that the Democrats are downplaying expectations for Joe Biden?
Oh, of course they are. I still think he's going to come down with COVID between now and tomorrow.
He's going to be up there, huh? Amazing.
He's just going to be, sorry, you know, we can't do this. To put him on camera for 90 minutes so people can see, even if they pump him with all the vitamin B12 there is in the nation, he's still going to start wandering or something bizarre.
Thank you so much, Josie. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to weigh in. You had a point, Matt DeSantis, from Holman Jenkins' piece that you thought was interesting. What was that?
Yeah, so Holman Jenkins mentions these double haters, this group of disengaged voters that broke for Biden in 2020 in a big way, but now they're turning towards Trump. And I remember last week there was a New York Times poll that showed that disengaged voters, which they measured as people that didn't vote in 2020 or 2022, were breaking for Trump by 14%, which is unheard of, because typically those voters go Democrat and in a pretty major way. So the more people that show up for this election, it sounds like the better Donald Trump is going to do.
See that? A lot at stake here in this election, and a big part of this really does come down to these people that just hate Joe Biden in a way that they did not hate Joe Biden in 2020. They just didn't. They hated Hillary Clinton in 2016, but people didn't hate Joe Biden in 2020. It was much different, much different. And this, every election's different, and that's obvious. It's an obvious point. But in 2016, she was one of the most despised human beings on the planet. In 2020, Joe Biden was he was undefined. People thought he was a good guy. They didn't realize his years and years and years of corruption, of smack talking. Biden's not a good guy. And to know that, you had to know who Biden was. And the only people that really knew that were Washington insiders or people that worked there, really followed the game. I was saying this back in 2020. I was begging people, don't fall for this idea that Biden's some moderate. He's this nice moderate guy. They're pretending this. They're packaging him this way and selling him that way to you. And that's why, of course, they all had to go into crisis mode with the Hunter Biden laptop. And as I reported to you yesterday on the show, well, not reported, I'm not a reporter, but as I talked about on the show yesterday, the CIA jumped into high gear to marshal the 51 former national security hacks. All say the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. They did that because the idea that Joe Biden is a corrupt SOB with a long track record of being a nasty, nasty guy, a nasty SOB on top of that. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. That's just a fact. That's a fact. But they hid that in 2020, and they can't hide it now. So Biden's disliked. And then he's got this whole group of young voters who don't like him for his stance on Israel, and they don't think he's left enough. It's hard for you and I to even comprehend that. How can this guy not be far left enough for these people? But that's what they think. They're all radicals. Greg's in Philly. Greg, are you going to be watching tomorrow night?
Oh, hey, Rich, is that you?
That's me, buddy. How you doing?
I got you. Yeah, how can you not watch a train wreck like that? It's happening before your eyes. You know what's going to happen. How do you not watch it?
Yeah. So what's your prediction? Any predictions for tomorrow night?
It's going to be a train wreck. Right? I mean, Biden's going to be a fool. He can't speak. What else do you want me to say, Rich? Come on.
Well, is he going to survive? Is he going to appear lucid for 90 minutes?
No, there's no chance. Trump. Yeah. Well, all right. They'll pump him up with whatever meds they need to do. But no, Trump's going to win. And I don't know, Rich. I don't know if it's going to matter.
Yeah.
That's what scares me. That's what scares me.
Don't get defeatist on me, though, brother. You can't do that. It will matter. They are going to take this election security very seriously, and we got to go into this optimistic, and we cannot be defeatist about it. We can't.
I'm optimistic.
Good.
Beyond belief. I can't believe that this guy is running against Donald Trump. I just can't believe he has a chance. So, yes, I'll be watching.
All right.
For entertainment purposes only.
Right. Yeah, well, that's all you can be. I mean, whose mind is really going to be changed at this point? Greg, thank you.
No,
I appreciate the call, and thanks for listening to the show. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. So I just replied to Charlotte's email from Kate May. Oh, Cantlers was a restaurant. I thought Cantlers was in Baltimore. God, it's been forever since I've been down to the Eastern Shore, or the Western Shore, I should say, to actually go and... Since the kids, it's been so hard, but it's Cantlers. That was, she, a caller said that was the restaurant?
Yes. Yes.
Let's see. That's in Annapolis. Yeah, Cantlers Riverside Inn. Yeah, it's the place. That is a great place. And now that I'm looking at it, yeah, that is a great place. God, I've been there forever. Man, it's amazing how kids changes your life. I could go over some crabs right now. I really could. Oh, man. I tried to buy soft-shell crabs today, and they were $12 a crab.
Whoa.
Couldn't do it. Can't justify
for
that.
Soft-shell crabs?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I couldn't justify doing that, so no way. But that's a good Candler's a good place. So Charlotte emailed me the other I met Charlotte at the Grand Hotel of KMA the other day. She asked me to send her my pizza dough recipe. So I actually sent her this book called The Joy of Pizza, which has a lot of different recipes in it. It's by a guy who owns a restaurant in North Jersey called The Raza, and its name is one of the best restaurants in the country. Anyway, it's a good guidebook. But the point is, always love our shows at Cape May. Always love seeing you. Always love being together. It's always a great opportunity to do that. Our next live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May is going to be on Friday, September 6th. So mark your calendar now so there's no excuses. You got plenty of time to make plans and make arrangements. In the meantime, now's the time for you to book those July midweek specials at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, because they have an amazing way for you to get away and save money and have that family vacation despite the economy. If you're thinking about renting a shore house, think about staying at the Grand Hotel instead. Because at the Grand Hotel, you have an outdoor heated pool, giant pool, an indoor heated pool if the weather's bad. The rooms, suites, and townhomes have kitchenettes and refrigerators. You don't have to worry about doing the sheets and the towels, and there's a restaurant right on site. And when you stay at the Grand Hotel, they give you resort credits to use at Hemingway's Restaurant for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the outdoor pool bar, beach cabana stand, gift shop, and so much more. You can take the kids on a whale-watching boat cruise. You'll have a great time. You'll save money, and you'll give the kids those summer memories. Don't forego summer vacation. Just reach out to the Grand Hotel. Book direct with them for the best rates by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And if you are looking for a place to have a wedding or another amazing event, look no further than the Grand. The Grand was named one of the top beachfront wedding destinations in the entire country. My friend Caitlin is a certified wedding planner, and she will make your dreams come true. So book today. Always direct. GrandHotelCapeMay.com, and we'll see you back for our next live show on Friday, September 6th.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Busy day. Big Supreme Court ruling today. And disappointing and frustrating. But all hope is not lost, thank God. Here to talk about it is a person who knows this stuff better than anybody. She's been all over it. She's been reporting on it. She's a rock star when it comes to bringing this information out. She's really the reason why this case was heard in the first place. She's Tracy Beans from UncoverDC.com. Tracy, thank you for joining me today. I know it's a busy one for you.
Oh, glad to be here. Thanks, Rich.
So I shouldn't be completely and utterly heartbroken, don't jump off a bridge just yet?
No, don't jump off a bridge just yet. I mean, you know, the problem is this was misreported initially, significantly misreported. And so let's correct the record a little bit. There was a decision today in the case of Murphy v. Missouri, which was based on a temporary injunction that was put in place by the district court in the case Missouri v. Biden. That's the big censorship case we've been talking about together for a long time now. And so the lower court said, you know what, government, you're not allowed to collude with social media companies and coerce them to censor American speech. And that was upheld. But the government wants to censor speech. So they appealed it to the Supreme Court. And today the Supreme Court put its ruling down on whether or not that temporary injunction will stand or be reversed. And they decided to reverse it.
They decided to reverse it, which I'm not happy about. I'm sure you're not happy about it either. I know Justice Alito's not happy about it in reading his dissent.
No, he's not. And you know, he makes amazing points. And a couple of things, I think I was on with you the day that this case was actually heard. And I said, you know, I said to you then, I don't think that we're going to get the decision we want on this because it was just not a good hearing. It wasn't, in my opinion, it wasn't argued as strongly as it could have been. And I was very transparent about that. But it's obvious here. And the justices who dissented in this decision also said so when the court put a stay on the injunction earlier. They didn't read the record in the case, Rich. They did not read what this government was actually doing. And what the Supreme Court did today is very dangerous in terms of precedent because they set the bar for what an individual needs to prove so high that it's going to be nearly impossible for any plaintiff to prove the government was coercing another organization to do anything to harm them using this precedent they set today. And it's interesting because it's the exact opposite of what they just ruled about a week and a half ago in the NRA case. So it's very weird what's going on today.
Yeah, no doubt. And just so everybody is clear, Tracy, what we've talked about over the years and what you have found out at UncoverDC.com as editor-in-chief and on your podcast as well, is that there is an absolute pattern here of the Biden administration pressuring big tech to do its bidding. And as Alito says, you know, the government here is coming at these big tech companies and making it very clear, look, we've got power over you. We want you to do this. And then Justice Amy Coney Barrett basically, in her majority opinion, says, oh, no, they're just expressing their preferences. And the social media companies, it was up to them whether or not they wanted to go along with those preferences. I mean, that's ludicrous. We know, and you've documented it on your site multiple times, that they were absolutely pressuring these big tech companies to go along with it. Hell, Biden was out there saying Facebook was killing people.
Yes. Yes. The record is clear as day. And that's why this opinion is so unbelievable. It really is. I mean, if you looked at this at all from any legal standard, it was very clear what was going on here. And Alito was very clear to say so, as he detailed just one mere example of one of the plaintiffs experiencing this. And he cited the danger of what they're doing here. But the good news is, Rich, is that this case is going to continue. Sure, yes, they have a lot higher of a standard to meet now to prove this. But truthfully, I think they're going to be able to do it. I mean, just based on the limited amount of discovery we've received so far in the case, we found that if we dig a little bit deeper, if we peel a few more layers of this onion back, there will absolutely be something smoking gun-wise, as Amy Coney Barrett is demanding in the record, and they will capitalize on that.
In the meantime, though, Tracy Beans, what we're worried about is the government going to keep doing it until they're told that they specifically cannot do it?
Well, if they are, they've been doing it the entire time anyway. Now, of course, they say, no, we're not doing that. We just banned all those things. It's not happening anymore. They've also lost access to X, which was a very big driver of political discourse. So that's off the table. But, you know, this decision has been stayed for a year now. So I'm not under the impression that anything's going to change from what it was yesterday. And, you know, it's interesting, too. The social media companies have been very quiet about this, and there's good reason for it, because if what the Supreme Court says they're doing is true, their Section 230 protection is kind of under question. And if what the government says, I mean, if what they're saying about what the government is doing is true, they're kind of protected. So they're more on the side of, you know, the government's forcing us to do this stuff than they are on the side of, we did this because we were enforcing our own content moderation policies. Do you see what I mean?
I do see what you mean, Tracy Beans. And I guess that's a good sign then that they are awakened to the fact that people are onto them, and the idea that the game is up. You know, all the emails and all the exposure, everybody knows what they did. And they can't hide from the fact that they did it anymore. And if they do it again, we're going to know that they're doing it again.
And we'll probably know in real time if there's ongoing discovery going on. So you know, there's the negatives and positives to this today. But it absolutely was not the dismissal of the case, the overturning of the case, the case disappearing at the lower levels, or any of those things that were reported early on. So it goes on. We continue down the path. And, you know, interestingly enough, there was just a filing in this case last week, Rich. The plaintiffs filed in the case at the district court saying they wanted third-party subpoenas to be granted so that they could go to Google and to some colleges and get the EcoHealth Alliance emails that were uncovered to have been skirting FOIA. And they want Google to turn over the deleted emails of Anthony Fauci and some others. And they want the judge to grant those subpoenas. So there's a lot involved here, and we'll see how that goes.
In the case of Murphy, Missouri v. Biden, as it was known before, Tracy Beans is with us right now, editor-in-chief of Uncover DC. The other question, too, that I think a lot of us are wondering right now is if they try this again. I mean, we're hearing about cheap fakes, for example, with these videos of Biden, and they scream and yell at their cheap fakes. You know, if they try this again, if they try to moderate content, and we do know about it in real time, does that then become part of the record going forward in the lower court? Or is the lower court, are they only able to hear everything that's been presented up until this point? If they do new stuff, can that be added on?
Yes, sir, absolutely, because they're actually suing for future harms, not for things already happened. They're suing to stop this from happening in the future, not for it to, you know, not for their previous harms to be kind of compensated. So, gotcha. Yes, anything ongoing is included here, yes.
And in Alito's dissent, you point this out on X in your tweet. You say, as Alito notes, it is even contradictory of recent opinions. You mentioned this earlier with the NRA. And nefarious actors will cite it. And we need to pray that the Fifth Circuit is not persuaded by the court here when they make future decisions. We have to pray that they read the dissent as written by Justice Alito and as it is meant. But what do you mean by that? What do we mean by nefarious actors?
Well, I mean, basically, the opinion was written as a guidebook for government on how they can coerce social media platforms into censorship and still get away with it, right?
Gotcha.
And also, there's a chilling effect on the Fifth Circuit and on the district court judge. The Supreme Court just laid the bar down on what they're expecting the plaintiffs to have to prove to be able to prove their case, right? So if there's an appeal that goes through on some other decision in this case, made at the lower court, the Fifth Circuit judges, I don't know, may say, you know what, the SCOTUS already kind of scolded us on this one and said we were wrong. Let's be a little more careful and apply their standard to what they're looking for here. So I'm hoping that the Fifth Circuit says, okay, Alito and Gorsuch and Thomas are saying, you know, we're right. Let's take a little bit of a heavier weight on that since it's the constitutional route and kind of ignore the majority opinion, which in my opinion was terrible. I just don't know where some of these conservative justices' heads are, honestly, Rich. I don't know what they're thinking.
You know, I've had my doubts in the past. I really have about Kavanaugh and about Amy Coney Barrett. I'm not surprised at all about Roberts. I'm really not. He loves to punt the ball whenever he can if he can just cite standing. And that doesn't shock me. But I can tell by Alito's dissent today, because it's very fiery. He's very upset by this. He's really disappointed in his colleagues here because they had a chance to end this once and for all. And to argue that the plaintiffs really didn't suffer any harm, I mean, the First Amendment suffered harm here. And the weaponization of government won throughout this entire course here. And that alone is enough. The Constitution being harmed is standing. The First Amendment
yeah.
being threatened and then speech being suppressed, that alone gives it standing right there.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And so does Alito and so does Gorsuch and so does Thomas. But, you know, remember, and when they warned on this. They warned us on this without saying it. And there's little tidbits you can pick up that they're, you know, they're a little peppers. Even the majority opinion gave a little pepper of a tidbit of advice on how to take this suit forward if they're going to, you know, as they continue saying, like, maybe you should try and add some of these social media companies on as plaintiffs. You know, maybe if you were suing them and not the government, you'd be in a better shape here. But you know what? People have done that, and those suits all end up nonsense, too. So it's almost impossible to get yourself into a place where you can. They're basically asking for us to get a literal video of the government with the murder weapon in their hand as they're committing the murder. And that's not the standard anywhere in any court in this country for anything. I mean, you could convict someone of murder on less.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if they're not in the library, you know, with the wrench.
Yeah.
Like the chef in the game of Clue or something like that. Yeah, no, look, Tracy Beans, you're absolutely right. And the government was, and social media companies too, I mean, they were all very coy about this, which was frustrating. They were very coy and they were dancing around it. But at the same time, the message was clear. The analogy I use is it's the health inspector going into the deli and saying, you know, if you don't come to the mayor's fundraiser, I'm going to tell you that your gabagool's a little too warm and shut you down for a week. I mean, the message is clear, it's sent. You know, be good, play ball, otherwise we have all the power, we can come after you.
Yes, and you know, especially when the court ignored completely, they said, you know, these social media companies, they're just enforcing their own policy. They ignored completely the massive part of the record where the government influenced their policy directly. So they just either didn't care or were, I don't know what. I you know, you hate to say that a Supreme Court justice is co-opted by some lobby or something, but I mean, looking at this as a logically thinking person, it's hard to see what they're thinking when they rule these things.
And when you go back to what we talked about, which is when they had the actual arguments, and you were on my show that day, and I was so grateful that you made the time for it, and you were disappointed by the arguments by the plaintiffs. And why is that exactly? Just refresh everybody's memory.
Yeah, they just weren't strong enough, truthfully, really, they weren't. They were very weak, they were unsure, they were, you know, they didn't pull enough out of the record. I don't know how the attorney that presented the case was chosen, but I just don't feel like they were familiar enough with the case, because I was pulling things out of the record and screaming them out as this hearing was ongoing, and I knew it. I just knew it. What if we were warned by the justices who dissented to the stay that they were not reading the record, you should have come absolutely prepared with pagination on the record to throw out there in rapid fire. And that didn't happen. And so because of that, I knew they're not retroactively going back and reading thousands of pages here to make their decision. They're going to rely on the oral arguments. And unfortunately, yeah, they were weak.
Is that because the plaintiffs, or not the plaintiffs necessarily, but the names changed, right? Because it was Missouri v. Biden, then it changed to Murphy. Is that what happened here?
No, it changed to Murphy because the government, the CDC, and all the other organizations were then suing Missouri and Louisiana to reverse the decision. But the case still remains Missouri v. Biden at the district court level. This was just the appeal of it. That's why everything got reversed. The lawyers are the same. You know, the lawyers are still for the state of Louisiana's office, attorney general's office and solicitor for the state of Missouri, the same thing. And I don't know how they chose who was going to argue that day, but I don't like, you know, they're great people over there. They really are, and they really care about what they're doing, but it just wasn't strong. And here we are.
You should have argued the case, Tracy Beans.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a measly journalist, right?
You're just a humble journalist. Well, you're doing a great job, and I'm grateful for it, and keep it up. And you talked a lot of people off the ledge today, which is important. We can be angry, and we should be angry, and certainly Alito is, but let's not lose hope. The fight continues, the fight persists, and you're very confident that the lower court judge is someone who reveres the Constitution, and ultimately you believe justice will prevail?
I do. That judge is solid. His rulings on other things have been just amazing. He's amazing. The judge is amazing, and I'm very confident that he will continue to rule with the Constitution and not let this deter him from what he's got to do.
According to the Media Research Center, Google is hiding Donald Trump's campaign website. What I'm worried about is, and I've seen some people today who've said that they've been blocked on Facebook or locked out of Facebook. I'm worried it's going to start to activate again until they really get the memo that they're only going to hurt themselves in the long run if they do this. But at least for the next maybe couple days, we may see big tech go back to their old tricks.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. It's just something we deal with. And until alternative platforms get enough widespread adoption, we're going to be in this position. Thankfully, X is changing their ways just a bit. I can talk about things there I never could talk about. But if you really want information to flow freely, you have to hit the alternatives.
Got to do it, like Uncover DC, for example. UncoverDC.com, Tracy Beans, and check out her podcast, Dark to Light. I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. So as we continue along the show here today, the expectations for the debate, Mayorkas lies and says NBC News is fake news. What's that all about? I'll tell you about that. Listen, when it comes to your home, the question I have for you is, how's it doing? Does it need some work? Does it need some repairs? Does it need a new roof, windows, siding, or doors? Well, you know the company that I recommend is the company that I've used in my home for more than 7 years now, and that's Emmons. Emmons Roofing and Siding. I've literally used Emmons for every project that there is. So we first found them in our old house. We needed a new roof for the home. Called up Emmons. They did a great job. Got the lifetime warranty with the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the absolute business. I was so happy with the work. I said, you know what? Let's replace some windows and doors. And now they're doing projects for us in our new home, because you move into a new home, you need new stuff done. And that's what they're working for us today. Emmons is fantastic. And because Matt and Stephanie, the owners, know how tough this economy is, they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10%. That's right, 10% off windows, siding, roofing, and doors. You'll love the Anderson window replacement. You'll love the new roof, and you'll love the peace of mind you can have when you bring Emmons into your home. So call them today at 856-885-6677. Your home will not only look beautiful from the curb, you'll have the safety, the peace of mind, the comfort of knowing that you're in great hands with Emmons. Your home will look better, be more energy efficient. You'll be happy you use them. They serve our entire region of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware and the Jersey Shore. So you go to emmonsroofing.com today, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com, and tell them I sent you.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Yeah, Congressman Wesley Hunt making his first appearance on the show today. I'm excited for that fact. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee. And so that's exciting. And we're going to talk to Regan Reese, White House correspondent for the Daily Caller. Plus, we have Mayorkas lying about a NBC News report that says that, yeah, illegal aliens on the terror watch list are getting into the United States of America. So we'll talk about that as well. I want to share this clip with you, though, before we go to take a very quick turnaround before our hour of nonstop talk. So this is an ongoing effort that is happening right now, which is to pretend like everything we see with our own eyes is not true, whether it's Biden looking like an absolute vegetable or the price of vegetables at the grocery store, that they're not that expensive. Now, as I mentioned, I did the shopping today. I always do the shopping in our house, and I was going to buy soft shell crabs, but they're way too expensive. $12 a crab. It's ridiculous. So Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, was asked the question, have you been to the grocery store lately? Now, what's amazing about this is that the host asked her the question. It's sticker shock, right? It's Yahoo Finance. And Yellen answers no. You can barely hear because then the host kind of talks over her. Grocery prices are up 20% since Joe Biden took office. I'm sorry, but this is still the biggest issue. This is by far the biggest issue. You cannot tell me it's not the biggest issue. It is the issue that affects everybody the most. And if you go to the grocery store and you look at the price of vegetables and then you hear this vegetable on stage tomorrow night talking about how the price of vegetables is not that bad, it's another cheap fake. Don't believe your lying eyes. Here's Yellen, cut number two.
Secretary Yellen, have you been to the grocery store lately?
I sure have. I go every week.
It's sticker shock, isn't it?
No.
I just, when you look at
no,
shipping costs,
no.
Those have come down. Global food commodity prices have also come down, but food prices still remain high. I know they're not rising at the rate that they were last year, but they're still up 20% from pre-COVID.
Yeah, she says no. Of course they are. Of course. You see, but this is, again, this is the game. This is the game. Don't believe your own lying eyes. Mayorkas is doing the same thing. NBC News reports today that there's illegal immigrants coming in who are on the terror watch list. And they go, this is a problem, right? He's like, nah, it's not true. I don't believe the report. I don't believe the report. It's not real. You just don't. Everything you see in front of you, just ignore it. Pretend like it's not happening, and then that's the way you go. Everything is a cheap fake with these people. Everything is a cheap fake. It's remarkable, isn't it? It's remarkable. I can just tell you when I'm checking out today at the grocery store line, and the woman just says to me, makes a comment about how expensive everything is, and I think to myself, she's looking at me thinking I probably make more money than she does, and I probably do. And I'm just wondering, how expensive is it for her, you know? And she's there helping with the grocery checkout line. And I always try to talk to people when I'm in line. I always do. I'm not on the phone. I try to engage with that human being across the way working. But every day, these grocery store checkout people see it. So if you don't use the machine, if you actually go to a human being and ask them, talk to them, find out. Say, do you hear a lot of complaints from customers about how expensive everything is? They'll tell you. Yes, and we hear it all the time. Every person who checks out says it in their own way. Sometimes under their breath, sometimes they say it. And they usually don't get mad at the person who's at the grocery checkout. They usually don't get mad at the store. But that also proves something to you. Biden's whole idea that you're supposed to get angry at the grocery store because they're all colluding against you, people are not buying that. 30 minutes of nonstop talk straight ahead. Congressman Wesley Hunt, don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.